Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hi, Santa. I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it.
All I want is a new Ford Super Duty.
Ah, it's probably because of the Ford Dream Big sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer. So obviously, these children have visions of cool Ford vehicles dancing in their heads.
Can I please get a Ford Escape?
Oh, I hope that Ford has a much bigger workshop than we do.
It's the Ford Dream Big sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. There's no better time to get big savings on our complete lineup. From the sophisticated Fusion, to the innovative Escape, to the built Ford Tough F-150, your Oklahoma Ford dealer has you covered. For a limited time, get low financing, special year-end cash back, and low monthly payments. Hurry in now for the best selection of remaining 2014 models while supplies last. For more information, check out OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to take a look at these livestock futures. And, well, it looked like kind of the Grinch and Scrooge played its role with the cattle futures again yesterday. They were lower yesterday across the board.
That's a pretty good description of the cattle market, Dave, as we did return to trading and closing negative with our feeders being down over $3. Keep in mind the expanded $4.50 trading limits are still in effect for the feeder cattle, and we did see them work, you know, much over the $3 limit yesterday. Now, we also saw yesterday choice box beef rebound to the upside, $3.24 higher. The selects were up $1.04, had a total movement of 199 loads, the daily cattle kill 116,000 head. Cash feeder index continues to slide lower. It was down 94 cents yesterday. We also had the quarterly hog and pig report yesterday. It was pretty much termed as a neutral to slightly bearish report. Now, keep in mind the livestock markets today will close at 12:15 and reopen Friday morning at 8 o'clock. On the close yesterday, February cattle were 22 cents lower, March feeder cattle down $3.70, and February lean hogs $1.40 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, we take a look at our grain futures now, and, well, the wheat, corn had a pretty good day yesterday. Soybeans looked like they were mostly negative yesterday.
Yes, Dave, we saw a market yesterday that really was a little bit on the light side as far as trading volume, as our wheat and corn did manage to close positive, and the soybeans closed on the negative side. Now, despite no confirmation on trade restrictions or tariffs by Russia, the wheat continues to find support from all the talk and rumors that come out of the Russia community. Trading volume was light, and the fresh news was scarce yesterday. The Dow yesterday managed to close over 18,000, a new record high and the first time ever over 18,000. The grains will close today at 12 noon, reopen Friday morning at 8:30. Here at 7:17 this morning, our March KC wheat's down one penny. March corn is trading a half a penny lower. January beans down 4 1/4. March cotton 22 points lower. February crude oil down $1.06. The March dollar index 24 cents lower. And March Dow Jones futures up 22 points this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Well, Tom, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. You have a very Merry Christmas tomorrow, and we will visit with you again on Friday. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.